Would increasing the age at which Australians can buy tobacco help reduce the number of people smoking? It's something being actively considered by the nation's leading health bureaucrats. But some in the medical sphere are cautious about the idea and want the focus put instead on a new multi-million dollar public health campaign. Stephanie Boris has more.
You can vote, drink and smoke once you turn 18, but there is a push for change when it comes to one of those rights. State and territory health ministers have agreed to investigate whether the minimum legal age to purchase tobacco should be lifted to 21.
We were surprised by the announcement to look further at these proposals.
Dr. Michael Gannon is the president of the Australian Medical Association.
There's not a great deal of evidence of the effectiveness of this measure elsewhere in the world. But having said that, we cautiously support any move towards reducing tobacco harms in our society.
The idea was put forward by the West Australian Health Minister, Roger Cook, in an attempt to reduce smoking rates. And while most states don't agree, they've referred the proposal to the Australian Health Minister's Advisory Council. Dr. Michael Gannon says politicians should also be considering other options.
The Commonwealth Government and the state governments can do better on serious public health campaign.
When you smoke, you inhale over 4,000 chemicals. It's a toxic, poisonous mix of substances.
The ad was one of several that played on television screens across Australia. Dr. Michael Gannon is hopeful a similar campaign can be launched again, a view supported by Cancer Council Australia. It's been lobbying the federal government to spend $20 million over 3 years on a national advertising campaign. But Liberal Democrat Senator David Lynehelm isn't convinced.
I see no reason at all why another advertising campaign would reduce smoking.
He's also opposed to increasing the age of purchasing tobacco to 21, saying it would be hard to enforce.
Kids have been getting smokes at under 18 for as long as I've been around.
The crossbench senator doesn't smoke cigarettes, but describes himself as a one cigar a day man. He says allowing the sale of e-cigarettes using nicotine is the only way to help reduce the smoking rates.
In other countries overseas, what we see is smoking is going down. The only reason that you can point to is that they have a way of quitting which they like, and that's e-cigarette.
The Federal Health Minister, Greg Hunt, has previously said legalising e-cigarettes using nicotine won't happen on his watch. So where does that leave the proposal of increasing the age of tobacco purchase to 21 years? Dr. Michael Gannon says he'll wait to see the advice of health experts.
We found the evidence to show that this reduces the likelihood that a 13 or 14 or 15-year-old would take up smoking, then of course it would enjoy our support.
Changing the age is ultimately up to the states and territories. Queensland says the idea has merit, but a national approach is needed. Others, such as Tasmania, Victoria and the Northern Territory, don't support the move, but are keen to look at how else smoking rates can be reduced. As for the West Australian Health Minister, Roger Cook's office wouldn't provide a comment on the push for change, despite putting the idea forward.
Stephanie Boris reporting there.